Hello, my name is Emily Perez. I am 15 years old. Today is Wednesday, May 20th, 2020, and I am speaking with Isabel Medina, my tia. I am recording this interview in Whittier, California.
Hello, my name is Isabel Medina. Today is Wednesday, May 20th, and I'm speaking with Emily Perez, who is my goddaughter. I am recording this interview in my home in Whittier, California.
Okay, so first I'm going to ask you a few questions. I just want to know what your experience is like with this pandemic as an essential worker. So first I'm going to ask you a few basic questions. What have you been doing during these times at home during quarantine?
During quarantine, I have been cooking every single day.
Are there any tasks that have become easier since you're always at home now?
Not necessarily easier. I think I just got into the habit of now knowing that I have to cook breakfast, lunch, and dinner, so it's nonstop cooking.
Are there any tasks that have become more difficult since the stay-at-home order has been placed?
Yeah, I would say having to go, not being able to go to the grocery store and doing your routine errands on the weekends has been very difficult for me.
What are your thoughts on the restrictions that we have during this pandemic? Do you see them as reasonable or not?
I would say yes, I see them as reasonable. In order to be able to protect our family, our communities, and to be able to stay safe.
Okay. How are you staying connected with family during birthdays or holidays, and how do you feel about it?
I would say I've been doing more of the Zoom calls and video chats, along with FaceTime, a lot of more texting than usual, and actually calling people and not just texting as we used to before.
What's the most difficult thing about this pandemic for you?
I feel very anxious and worried every single day.
Have you picked up any hobbies while staying at home all day? Because I know that's a big thing that a lot of people are doing. They're like, because they have nothing else to do. I know you have other stuff to do, but have you picked up any hobbies, like certain things you've been doing more often?
Like you mentioned, I'm always busy doing from work and cooking and the regular stuff that we need to do at home. But whenever I have time, I do like to work out with my kids.
Okay, how long do you think this will all last, like this whole quarantine? How long do you think we'll have to stay at home?
I feel that with this quarantine, we're going to have to stay at home at least for a year and being really safe.
Do you think we'll ever completely go back to normal? Like, we'll ever be able to go back to our home, like back to, say, something like Disneyland without masks, without social distancing? You think we'll ever be able to go back to that?
I'm hoping we would, but that's going to take a really long time, at least over a year and a half to 2 years.
Were there any big events or parties that you were looking forward to that got postponed or canceled because of the pandemic?
Yes, my daughter's first communion was actually scheduled to happen last weekend, along with a few graduations. And the big one for me was I wanted to have a big birthday celebration for my 46th birthday, but that's not going to happen.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you some more personalized questions, questions that I've kind of adapted so that they can fit you a little bit more. So, I know you work somewhat in the medical field. I say somewhat because you're not, like, exactly a doctor, but I know you do work in a clinic with, like, people that are coming in often. So, have you been going to work more often or less often? Like, are you needed more there now, or are they forcing you to stay at home?
I'm not being forced to stay at home. However, I do go to work a little bit less. 2 days out of the week, I work from home, being remotely, just to allow more of a social distancing.
Would you... this kind of piggybacks off the last question. So, would you rather be at work more often or less often in this situation? Because I know there are a lot of people that are saying that they're super bored at home. I know you said you're not bored, you're doing a lot of stuff, but would you rather be at work or like at home?
I work prefer to be at home working remotely.
What restrictions do they put on you at work to stay safe? Like, is there a certain dress code you guys have to have, or is there like some like rotations in the shifts and stuff that you have to follow?
Yeah, so we have to wear our PPE, so everybody has to make sure that they're wearing their masks, their gloves. One big thing is social distancing and making sure that there's not more than 10 people in waiting rooms or that we're not all crowding up in the break rooms. So there's a lot of things that we have implemented.
Okay. Do you feel like you're in any danger at all when you go to work? 'Cause like I said, it's not necessarily you have people that have been like are known to have been like have the virus there, because that's not what your clinic is for or what the clinic is for, but do you feel like you're in any danger when you go to work?
No, I wouldn't say I feel like I'm in danger because we have implemented a lot of the CDC guidance that has been recommended. So we screen all of our patients before they come in. We take temperatures for our employees as well to make sure that they're not sick. And I don't feel in danger at all. And with me, I work in an office for the most part. I don't come in contact with too many people.
Do you know, do you personally know anybody who's not taking this situation seriously? Like any friends or any family members?
No, actually, everybody I know has been very serious about the situation and very cautious and taking care of themselves and their families.
So I know you have, I don't know what to call it, a condo in Newport Beach, like right by the beach. We go there in the summers sometimes. So how's the situation there? Because I know on the news there's big stories, people are protesting and stuff like that. So how's it been over there when you go?
So in the area where I live, it's still kind of quiet, although when you do step out just for a quick walk, you do see a lot of people that are not in compliance. They're not wearing their mask. They're still sitting out at the beach even when it was supposed to be closed. So people are not really following the rules out there. We go out to the Newport condo just to have a different environment other than here at home, just to be able to get a different view of life.
So you're my first interviewee that has kids. So far I've interviewed a 7-year-old, a 12-year-old, an 18-year-old, and none of them have kids. So are you in charge of teaching them things while they're here at home, or are they mainly on their own?
As far as school related, I don't feel like I'm actually teaching them much. My kids are pretty responsible and dedicated, so they just follow along with the curriculum and do their work. I just make sure that I can support them in any way if they need it. So by working remotely, I've been able to kind of guide my youngest daughter if she comes across any challenges. But I wouldn't say that I'm actually the one teaching, so I'm kind of grateful for that.
Do you get nervous when your older sons, 'cause you have two older sons that are like they drive and stuff. Do you get nervous when they go out to run errands for you, or like they'll go to the store to buy something or possibly go like drop something off at their girlfriend's house? Do you get nervous? I know you said you have like anxieties about this situation. So, what's your take on that?
Yes, I definitely get nervous, but I can't hold them hostage at home, so I allow them to go do the quick errands that they have to do. But I always make sure that they have masks in their cars, that they have gloves in their cars, and I always remind them, even though they know the what they need to be doing to protect themselves, I always remind them what needs to happen and to stay safe and try not to touch so many surfaces.
How strict are you when it comes to your kids wearing gloves, wearing masks and gloves? Because I know a lot of people are very strict about it, but I know there are also some people who are kind of lenient about it.
I want to say I'm a little lenient to an extent. If there's going to be a lot of people by where we're going to be at, we definitely wear a mask. But if we're going to go for a run or a walk and we're just passing by people, and really not too close of contact, then I'm okay without us wearing the mask, just because it's really hard to breathe when you're trying to exercise.
Do you take your kids to the market with you, or do you go by yourself? Because I'm speaking from like a personal level, because my mom doesn't want me to go to the market with her, so she leaves me, or she goes when I'm not with her.
So I definitely go by myself anytime I'm going to go to the grocery store or run some type of errands at the stores. And the reason why is because I want to make sure that my kids are protected and that they're not coming in contact with any type of risk or anything like that that might cause for them to get sick. So I just prefer to leave them at home with dad or the big brothers.
Okay, so I'm done with the list, but there are two more questions I want to ask you. So when you're piggybacking off of the market question, how do you feel with the situation at the market? Because when my mom goes to the market, she says that there's often a lot of people that don't really follow the social distancing. Like us right now, we're following social distancing. I live like a few houses down. And so I just came, and we're obviously 6 feet apart, and we're holding the mics far from our mouths, so that we don't spread anything. But at the market, are people respecting like the laws? They're not laws. The suggestions to stay 6 feet away and stuff like that.
So there are some people that definitely are in compliance with meeting the guidance. But there's other people that they just come right up to you, like right next to you, because they're going to get something that they need as you're shopping. And I just turn around and just look at them and I just walk away, because I feel like if they can't follow the rules or the regulations, then, you know, I need to be the better person and just walk away.
Okay, so last question I want to ask you. I know, as said in this interview, I consider you an essential worker. So I know, like other people do too. I heard at Costco, they're allowing essential workers in first, like in front of the line, because there's huge lines to get into Costco now. Do you take advantage of stuff like that? And like, how do you feel about it?
So I've only taken advantage of that one time at Costco, which was urgently I needed to get in there and out. But the other times I've gone, I just wait in line. I just rather just really have those people that really need to go in and out use it. And the lines might look long, but in reality, you're in line for 10 minutes.
Okay. Well, thank you for doing this interview with me. It was really interesting hearing what you had to say in your point of view, and I really hope it helps out a lot of other people to figure out, or not figure out, but to hear the voices of people like you. Thank you.